Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight, Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you as we continue to talk about the Atchison basketball teams. And we're joined now by boys head coach, that is Pat Battle, presented by Amberwell Health. Still the number one team in 4A. They're 14-1 and a couple of wins since we last spoke to the head coach. And Friday it was 95-76 over Sumner Academy. And recently Tuesday against Wyandotte, that was a 76-40 final. Coach, I think there's a lot you can take away from both those wins, but seemed like the offense was humming.
We're sharing the basketball really well. I mean, it's just that simple. And we've got, you know, we've got a variety of weapons that we can use to score. You know, the Sumner game was a guards game, and that they scored, and, you know, they were the ones scoring in the 20s. And then last night against Wyandotte, it was the bigs. You know, we had Jesse score 23 and Jay score 21. So we have a good inside outside thing going, but the most important part of it is that we're sharing the ball. And I think Trey Carter's doing a great job, along with Zamar and Rafe. They're doing a great job of distributing the ball and getting it to where to go, and then taking their shots when they need to.
Well, it's certainly been a fantastic season to this point, but there's still a lot to dissect before we dive into Substate here in a couple of weeks. Do you feel like at this point you've played in some games, you've played some lower scoring games, but obviously your team, high-powered offense, you like to play it up, and sometimes your numbers are high in terms of offense and how some of these games go. Do you feel like at this point you can play any type of game, whether it's low-scoring defensive, you can run and gun? Do you feel confident going into Substate here in a couple weeks you can play any type of game?
I feel pretty good about that. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you go back and you look at Eudora. Eudora, you know, is a team that we were able to play a low-scoring game with. It's a very good team, and they move their offense. They take a lot of time. They pass up good looks to get great looks. And we were able to grind it out, you know. And I think more recently the Schlegel game was kind of a similar situation. And then we've got teams that want to get out and run and press and play up tempo. And I think we can run with those teams. So, yeah, I do think we have that ability. And that's pretty nice heading into Substate.
What can you tell us about Harmon, the opponent coming up on Friday? You don't want to look ahead by any means with Highland Park looming on the road next Tuesday, but what about Harmon? What can you tell us about them on Friday?
Well, I'll tell you this. They play very hard. They're playing man-to-man defense. They've got a really nice power forward who can shoot it outside and can go inside as well. And they're really starting to put things together, and you're seeing improvements from them. They haven't won a lot, but once again, they, you know, Harmon and all these teams play really good non-conference schedules. They're playing great teams. So, they're not going to be scared of us coming in. And so we got to be ready to go play them. We'll go play them.
Do you talk about a potential trap game? Do the guys feel focused on this one with a very good Highland Park team looming next week? Do you have to worry about anything like that?
Oh, I mean, well, that's for us to worry about. I don't think our kids worry about that. We just try to get them to try to get 1% better every day, try to improve and focus on the task at hand more so than the overall results. I mean, I'm a big process guy, and we built this team to be kind of a process team. So we're more focused on the process. We're really not talking too much about that. And we're more concerned about how we're going to guard, you know, a certain player, or how we're going to guard a certain set. And so we're more focused on the process things right now than the end result.
And the process has been good to this point, 14-1, two big wins this last week, and Harmon coming up on Friday, and then a turnaround trip on Tuesday to one of the best in 5A in Highland Park. That's Pat Battle, head coach of Atchison, joining us as always. We appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you for your time. Appreciate the coverage.